This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Ludmila Rybacek. First name is L-I-U-D-M-Y-L-A, Ludmila. And last name is Rizvash, R-I-Z-V-A-S-H. Date of birth, 11-30-1958. This letter is being written to Dr. Masha. First name is Masha, M-A-S-H-A. Last name Nakalashik, N-A-K-E-L-C-H-I-K. Address 295 O'Connor Drive, San Jose, California 95128. Telephone number 408-279-0548. Fax number 408-279-8185. Dear Dr. Nakashik, N-A-K-E-L-C-H-I-K, thank you for asking me to see this 64-year-old female in allergy consult in allergy consultation. Period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Period. This 63-year-old female developed low-grade facial swelling and possibly some breathing difficulty and some angioedema about 8 months ago, period. Her diet is pretty much unrestricted, but she feels there may be an evidence that she may be allergic to peanuts, period. There are no new medications that have been given to her in the last 8 months, period. However, she takes Valsartan, which is an ACE receptor drug, and sometimes, and this can sometimes cause facial angioedema, period. However, I do not believe this to be the case in this lady, period. She also feels there may be some itching in her face after some facial wipes, and that certainly could be due to some chemicals in the wipes causing some facial irritation and perhaps even low-grade angioedema, period. She has never restricted any foods and has no obvious food problems in past, period. Even now, she is eating just about everything except peanuts, period. However, family is concerned about food allergies, period. There is a long. There is no history of any asthma or any significant rhinitis symptoms, period. She has resided in United USA for 4 years, and overall she has been in decent health, period. There is no history of any emergency room visits or any other serious problems, period. The list of medications that she takes is available to you, and I don't believe any one of them would be causing this problem, period. New paragraph, examination was completely normal, period. However, she did demonstrate mild dermatographism, and that certainly could cause some rashes and sometimes low-grade angioedema, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and facial swelling and its relationship to food allergies, period. She was, I gave her all the information and answered all her questions, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I recommended, number one, some lab work, and results are as follows. Number one, C3 complement 125, and that's normal. Number two, C4 complement 20, and that is normal. CH50 complement is more than 60, and that would be normal. Number four, total IgE is 4, and that is normal. Number five, peanut allergy component panel testing was completely normal, period. This would pretty much rule out any significant allergies to peanut, period. Skin testing was completely normal, thus ruling out any obvious allergies to foods or any other environmental problems, period. This was all discussed with this patient, and I'm hopeful that she would be well, period. She can, my final diagnosis, no evidence of low history of mild, number one, mild dermatographism, number two, history of mild facial swelling and rash, but doing well, number three, no evidence of any IgE type food allergies. My recommendations are no food restrictions are necessary. Number two, she can use any antihistamine for rashes or angioedema, and hopefully no other workup would be necessary, period. Certainly, I've asked her to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Lyudmila Rizvash. Thank you. Let's see here.